Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Craig Biggio. Batting second. The third baseman, Bill Spears. Batting third. The first baseman, Jeff Bagwell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Luis Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The DH, Derek Bell. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Thomas Howard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Brad Ausmus. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tim Boger. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Mike Hampton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The first baseman, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Norberto Martin. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jason Baer. And now, play ball. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Biggio hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spears hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bagwell takes first base on ball 4. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Bagwell. The throw from Carcoviche and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Luis Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Carr. Martinez reaches second base with a double. Durham moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durham scores. Martinez scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Howard. Bell reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Thomas tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, White Sox. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cameron hits a pop-up into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, White Sox. Chuck Carr batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Carr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Durham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Brad Ausmus is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ausmus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bear fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Astros 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Karkovice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Martin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hampton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Biggio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tim Boger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Boger hits a line drive into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Biggio is 0-for-1 in the game. Biggio is hit by the pitch. Bill Spears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Karkovice fires to first and picks off Biggio. Two outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Spears is 0-for-1 in the game. Spears strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Astros 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ventura is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a line drive into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bagwell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bagwell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Astros 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gonzalez. Ordonez reaches second base with a double. Ron Carcoviche is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carcoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Carcoviche strikes out. 1 out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spears fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 1 in the game. Carr hits a pop-up towards first. Martinez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brad Ausmus is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ausmus is 0 for 1 in the game. Ausmus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Astros 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martinez hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hampton fields it and throws to first for the out. Thomas moves to second. 1 out. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 2 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bagwell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cameron for the out. Thomas moves to third. Ventura moves to second. 2 outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spears fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Tim Boger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Boger is 0 for 1 in the game. Boger hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Craig Biggio batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Biggio is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bill Spears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spears is 0 for 2 in the game. Spears bunts towards first. Martinez scoops it up and throws to first, with Bear covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Astros 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkovice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Karkovice moves to second. Jose Lima now pitching. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up towards third. Spears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Jeff Bagwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bagwell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bagwell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, White Sox. Chuck McElroy now pitching. Luis Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Carr batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carr is 0 for 2 in the game. Carr hits a pop-up towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Astros 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bagwell scoops it up and throws to first, with Lima covering, for the out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 3 in the game. Cameron is hit by the pitch. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Ordonez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-2, White Sox. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkovice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Karkovice hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Thomas Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brad Ausmus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ausmus is 0-for-2 in the game. Ausmus hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Tim Boger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Boger is 0-for-2 in the game. Boger takes first base on ball 4. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Boger moves to second. Craig Biggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Biggio is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Biggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Astros 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Biggio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Astros 2. The Astros will come to bat. Mike Sirotka now pitching. Ricky Gutierrez pinch hits for Bill Spears. Ricky Gutierrez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gutierrez hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jeff Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bagwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bagwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. James Mouton pinch hits for Luis Gonzalez. James Mouton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mouton strikes out. 2 outs. Derek Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Houston Astros, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.